listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Dr. Carlos Hernandez, Director of Church and Community Engagement for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Good morning, Dr. Hernandez.
Good morning.
Thanks for being our guest today and sharing with us about some of your work, particularly the Soldiers of the Cross and Veterans of the Cross. What is the LCMS Soldiers of the Cross?
The LCMS Soldiers of the Cross is immediate financial assistance for church workers, pastors, teachers, deaconesses, DCEs, any church worker in the roster of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that for some reason or another, and we can explain some of those reasons, have found themselves in a financial crisis. And we want to respond as quickly as possible.
How did this whole idea, Soldiers of the Cross, how did this take form? Where did the idea begin for this?
Well, we've always had Veterans of the Cross. That is goes back to the time when they had the old pension plan, which was very, very small. And the Synod, I think also in partnership with LLL, Lutheran Layman's League, it goes way back, said we got to help our workers that are in the small pension. And so it was always a supplement to their Concordia Plan Services retirement. Now, with the Soldiers of the Cross, that came more recently, I would say maybe 6-7 years ago. Maybe a little more, when we were in on the staff of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, and our executive director at that time was the now president of the Synod, Dr. Harrison. And so Dr. Harrison and also Reverend John Folley, who was a chaplaincy and pastoral counseling, put their heads together, and we came up with this program called Soldiers of the Cross, because we were since we were the mercy unit of the Synod at that time, we were receiving and hearing about workers that were in financial stress. We said we got to respond to our workers, so that's how that program got started.
Can you give me an example of just maybe one example of how Soldiers of the Cross or Veterans of the Cross has made a difference for someone?
Well, let me give you an example of a worker. Oftentimes, there are medical issues involved. Maybe even if the worker is on the Concordia Plan Services and on the high deductible, or maybe the congregation decided, well, you know, we want to go into another insurance plan that's more affordable for them. A lot of small congregations, and they often have very high deductible, and they sometimes have clauses like if you have a medical emergency. Like I remember the case of a worker who had cancer, and before they could start the treatments, they had to pay forward what would be the deductible, which was, in this case, it was about $10,000. And so together with the district, and that's another point I need to make, is that we work with the district president's office. So, and this particular district that I'm thinking of was very helpful in saying, okay, we'll put up half and we'll ask the Synod for half. So sometimes it's for medical issues or doctor bills. You know, I mean, the insurance doesn't always cover everything. And so doctor bills accumulate. And for various medical reasons, we're there to support the worker. Sometimes even with if the congregation has fallen behind on their paying for the medical premiums for Concordia Plan Services, we work to catch them up, you know, so to make sure that the worker is insured. You know, the last thing we want is the worker to have a major medical emergency and it's not covered. So that's really one of the major reasons why we respond.
And having that support, what difference does that make then for church workers, pastors, teachers, other church workers? What kind of a difference does that make for the church?
Question. Mm-hmm. That's a question that I always am so concerned that we respond and respond immediately. Whenever somebody is in a financial crisis, and that's what it is. It's a crisis. The worker is in a high stress situation, and anxious. Well, when a worker is under high stress and tension about a financial concern, they don't function as well in the proclamation of the gospel. I use the word, it muffles the gospel proclamation. So for us in the church at large, it's an investment in the worker. The worker relieved of this financial crisis is able to proclaim the gospel with more joy and force. And so, yeah, we want to do that. It makes an immense difference in the ministry of the proclamation of the gospel. And that's the business that we're in, proclaiming the gospel. So we want to make sure that our workers are relieved of that financial stress so they can do the work for which they have been called to do. So it's a great investment on the part of the church at large.
And a little bit about Veterans of the Cross. I know we've talked about Soldiers of the Cross. How has Veterans of the Cross been helpful in supporting servants of the church?
Oh my gosh, I could tell you. I could sit here all afternoon and tell you stories of all the workers, retired workers. When they retired, had their Social Security. They had their Concordia Plan Services pension, and there was a gap between. That's why a lot of pastors don't retire. Some of them go on as long as they can, because it didn't for the high cost of rents or residences and mortgages, whatever, in some certain parts of the country, the worker, the retired worker, is not able to make it. There's a gap between what he needs and what he's receiving in Social Security and pension. That's where the Veterans of the Cross is a supplement to what they're already receiving. And some workers, when they find out about it, they say, "We never knew that Senate did this," So it's a great joy to work with both of them, but especially with Veterans of the Cross, because you have these workers that have worked for so many years. I just talked to the son of a pastor. He'd been working, as a pastor for 50 years almost, pretty close to 50 years. And, he could never retire because, he was afraid he was not going to be able to make it on his pension and Social Security. They were able to get onto the Veterans of the Cross, and it was a great joy. Now they're in a nursing home, and that helps to pay for the nursing home. So, these workers that have, sacrificed their whole lives. Many of our pastors serving small congregations do not receive a full salary or what they would call a district scale salary. And so you only receive pension on what you put in. So when they retire, they don't have a very big pension. And the same thing with Social Security. So Veterans of the Cross is a lifesaver for many of our retired workers.
How does this make a difference for, obviously taking care of our retired workers is important. Soldiers of the Cross taking care of those who presently serve before retirement. How does taking care of our workers in this way affect the church as the church at large?
Well, I think for example, in the recruitment of workers, a lot of workers or a lot of potential church workers, I think they think about, oh, my gosh, am I going to be able to afford it? Maybe they belong to a small congregation, or they've seen other church workers that were struggling financially. The children of church workers who see that their parents struggled, you know, to make ends meet, they're not going to be, you know, very motivated to go into church work. And so knowing that the church is there for help, you know, in the short term with soldiers and the long term with veterans is a real encouragement. You know, the church will cares for us and they're going to try to do everything they can to help us. So in recruitment, it makes a difference. And I already mentioned the fact that a worker that's relieved of the stress and the tension of having a financial crisis makes them much more effective proclaimers of the gospel. And that, of course, is a real benefit to the church at large, that it has workers that are not under the stress of a financial crisis, that the church at large is going to be there working again with the districts. And here I have to give credit to all the districts and the district presidents, because they're the ones that we work with. The district presidents know their workers, and we partner together. It is a great benefit to the church at large to have these programs to help the short term and the long term.
And how is this program funded? Who can help support this?
Oh, that's, again, a great question. You're asking great questions. The donors, of course, it's all from our donors. And when we first started the Soldiers of the Cross, we already had veterans. When we started the Soldiers of the Cross, I mean, immediately, the funds, once the people out in the church at large, but why, of course, it made sense to them. We got to have such a fund. You know, the Senate has to have such a fund to help workers in crisis. And so we have, you know, many, many donors and that have funded this program. And you hear stories of donors that hear about a worker that has been helped and are so happy that they were part of this. But there's still greater need than there is the fund. So we have to work very carefully with the districts. And sometimes we're not able to give the whole amount that's needed, but every little bit helps. So the donations from the church at large that care and are concerned about the church workers that are in financial crisis, it's still very much needed. So we definitely need those funds. And as I said, they're a great investment in the church.
How can we find out more?
LCMS.org, actually. It'll take you to and I think it is LCMS.org and then /Soldiers of the Cross.
Very good. The Reverend Dr. Carlos Hernandez, Director of Church and Community Engagement for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You bet. Thank you.